I was brought up in South Gloucestershire. My parents were nominal Christians, and my father's family had been part of the Exclusive Brethren until the late 1960s. I was taught from a young age that I was a Christian because I was part of a Christian family. We had brethren-like meetings on Sundays with the wider family until I was about 11. We did not have separate teaching for children, so my cousins and I would wait impatiently for our fathers, uncles, and grandfather to stop talking until we could go and play. We never went to church. I wasn't told that I was a sinner, that I needed to repent, or that I needed to be converted. I was a rebellious and unpleasant teenager, willingly defiant and disobedient to my parents and unkind to my younger brother and sister. All these things made me secretly full of shame, but I had no control over my sin. When I went to university in Nottingham, age 19, I had some desire to attend a church. I did believe in God, but I knew that he had no part in my life. Despite having some Christian influence growing up, I knew nothing about the Bible. I didn't even know why Christ had died on the cross. I attended a variety of churches and a Christian union, none of which satisfied a growing yearning for a deeper meaning to life, although at the same time my heart was still so proud and I hated the idea of yielding my life to the Lord and giving up my sin. Throughout my university years, I felt increasingly the emptiness of life and saw that anticipated joys were soon over, and I learned that almost everything in life disappoints and doesn't fulfill. I hated the typical university life pushed on students to party away their time and drink as much as possible. Before my final fourth year at university, I travelled to Kenya for 3 months to carry out volunteer work. I hoped that this would fill the aching void in my heart and give me some purpose. I enjoyed some aspects of the time there, but the empty feeling went with me. And for many weeks while I was there, I remember feeling like I was drowning in unhappiness, which crowded out any joy. Looking back, I think of the Apostle Paul's words to the church at Ephesus when he spoke of those having no hope and without God in the world. This was me. I didn't know how to get out of it. My final year back at Nottingham at university was coloured by the same bleakness. I tried reading the Bible but didn't know where to start. The Psalms gave me some comfort, but I was far from the Lord and didn't know my way back to him. I'd been told all my life that I was a Christian, and I knew that Christians were supposed to be those that had deep joy and peace. I didn't understand why I didn't have the same. After university, in the summer of 2008, I went back to Kenya, this time staying with a Christian missionary from America who ran a clinic and a children's home. This time was a great blessing to my soul. Paula, the missionary, was someone who truly knew and loved and walked with the Lord and proved him each and every day. We had family devotions every evening, something I'd never done before. Being with those children every day was such a joy, but her witness spoke powerfully to my heart. I returned home and got a job in London, so moved there in October 2008. I knew I wanted to live with Christians, so I found a flat online in Camberwell, where 5 other people lived. It was a cramped flat, not in a very nice area, not particularly pleasant. I didn't think I'd be there very long. I imagined I'd get myself settled and then find somewhere else. The Lord, however, had other plans. I'd been attending a church in Kensington with an old school friend. It was liberal and casual, and it didn't teach the need of repentance and faith, just a belief in God and church attendance. One of the flatmates that I lived with was a member at the Metropolitan Tabernacle at the Elephant and Castle. He went on to be a great friend and to be mightily used of the Lord in my conversion and later on my understanding of biblical doctrine. After a few months, he invited me to go along to the church and I accepted. I remember my first visit in February 2009 so clearly. The reverence and the seriousness struck me instantly. This is what I'd been looking for, something deep and meaningful and serious. Over the course of a few weeks, I attended every Lord's Day morning. I remember especially how the pastor would pray in his pastoral prayer about that time in our lives before we knew the Lord. This really spoke to me. I hadn't had that experience, but I certainly felt the things he spoke about the emptiness of life and about conviction of sin. I can't say the exact time that I gave my life to the Lord, but over those following weeks and months of early 2009, that teaching ministry was such a help to me, and I finally understood why Christ had died, that he was the only way to God, and that I must repent and yield my life to him to be saved. The Lord so graciously at that time showed me my sin. I saw clearly for the first time, as if a light was shining upon my heart, my pride, my selfishness, how wretched I was, and such a multitude of other sins. And I knew that my sin was my own fault. I couldn't blame on anyone else. I was a rebel sinner in the sight of God, and I'd willingly rejected his love. I didn't deserve to be saved, but I knew that the Lord Jesus Christ had suffered and died on the cross for all those that would believe on him for salvation. That promise of God's word spoke powerfully and meaningfully to me. I recognized that this message was for me, that Christ had set his love upon me, as worthless as I was, because he is love. The change in my life was dramatic and remarkable, an unmistakable work of God in one who was so stubborn and proud and rebellious, to a heart which was humble and with a desire to please the Saviour. I'm sure, like many of you who have been saved, I often look back on that time and I'm still amazed at the change that took place. The pleasures in my old world, mainly shopping for clothes, instantly diminished and gave me no joy anymore. I remember one evening when I threw away all my treasured fashion magazines, something that my old self clung to for hope and purpose. But I didn't need any of these things anymore. I had found the source of all joy, of all fulfillment, of true peace. And now I had a clean conscience before God because of the Lord Jesus Christ, my Saviour. In September 2009, I was given a Sunday school class teaching Year 4 girls. That hour on a Sunday afternoon gave me a joy I had never experienced before. To be able to share this wonderful, life-changing gospel with the children, with those girls, and to be a small part of the Lord's service in the church. I've never lacked anything since I came to the Lord. He truly filled my soul with a new and an altogether better life, a wonderful purpose to serve him and make him known, and a sure and certain hope of heaven at the end. Thank you.